So talk about internationalization. It's coming late next year. As a bit of a hint, are there any countries where DIG is extremely popular and a language translation might make sense?
Well, London is our largest city overall, but outside of that, as far as different languages are concerned, there's demand from certain users coming in and writing to us, but we see a lot of DIG-type clone sites, and those are the ones we kind of keep tabs on. So we say, okay, where are our competitors and how are they doing? There's a Spanish version of DIG, there's a German version of DIG that's called YIG or something like that.
And they're unofficial, or do they use your API or anything like that?
They're unofficial. They do their own thing. And then there's also a DIG in Japan that has some traction as well. So we look at this stuff and we say, okay, what do we do? Do we open up a version of DIG out there? Do we acquire these companies? It's all stuff that we talk about, and I think that where you'll see this expand first is a combination of both requests from users and where our competitors are starting to take off.
So you might acquire a smaller competitor.
Sure, potentially.
Would you look at all into crowdsourced language translations that we're seeing on sites like Facebook and Hi5?
The translation, we don't have a ton of things that would need to be translated. It's not like we would be translating the US submissions. It would be their own submissions and a whole separate engine running an instance of DIG outside of our own, but still connected, so that you could go to the US version of DIG and it would show up in your profile and everything.